de la vie et de la terre.
Section européenne, terminale lycée Camille Claudel, spécialité SVT. The structure of flowering plants. The program of plant physiology in terminal is focused on understanding the organization of the parts of a flowering plant, to include the roots, stem, leaves, and vascular structures, describe their functions, and understand the autotrophic nature of plants. Special care will be brought to define the different tissues and their location in roots and shoots, as well as distinguishing the differences between monocotyledons and dicotyledons. Root system. There are four main types of roots. Taproot, or primary root, consists of a main root that from the radical, which is the initial root that emerged from the seed. Lateral or secondary roots emerge from the primary root. The tips of the lateral roots have thousands of tiny, invisible root hairs. Taproots are present in most dicotyledons. Fibrous roots form when the radical dies away to leave a group of equal-sized roots. These roots emerge from the base of the stem. They're most common in monocotyledons. Adventitious roots are roots that do not develop from the radical, but any other tissue. Secondary roots emerge from other roots. You can see the difference on the first diagram of this lesson. Roots function to anchor the plant in the soil, to absorb water and mineral salts from the soil. The root hairs carry out this function, to transport absorbed materials to the shoots, and to store nutrients in some plants. The root tip can be divided in four zones, each with a distinct function. 1. Zone of protection. The root cap protects the root cells as they push through the soil. 2. Zone of cell production, or meristematic zone. Meristems allow plants to grow. Cells in the root meristem are constantly dividing by mitosis to produce new cells for root growth. 3. Zone of elongation. When new cells are formed by the meristem, they are very small. Alan, the zone of elongation. Plant growth regulators, such as auxins, stimulate the cells to grow longer. 4. Zone of differentiation. In this region, the elongated cells, which are ale-similar or undifferentiated, differentiate into different types of tissues. B shoot system. The shoot system is the part of the plant above ground level. It consists of the stem, leaves, flowers, seeds, and fruits. The stem is the main part of the shoot. In herbaceous plants, it is usually soft and green and does not contain wood. In woody plants, it's hard, woody, and brown. The stem carries leaves, which emerge from points called nodes. The part of the stem between two nodes is called an internode. The tip of the stem has a terminal or apical bud, from the Latin apex, meaning tip. This causes the stem to grow at the growing tip. If the growth tip is removed, a low, bushy plant will form. The axil is the angle between a leaf and a stem. Axillary or lateral buds are located at each axil. These buds produce new growth, such as branches or flowers. Stems function to support the aerial parts of the plant, to transport water and minerals from the roots to the shoot, transport nutrients made in the leaves to the roots, and in some instances carry out photosynthesis when they are green, or even store nutrients. Leaves are attached to stems at nodes. The stalk of the leaf is called the petiole. The leaf is normally flattened into a thin leaf blade or lamina. The petiole continues through the lamina as the midrib. Veins emerge from the midrib and are clearly seen in the lamina. The petiole, midrib, and veins contain vascular tissues of xylem and phloem. There exist two main types of venation: parallel, mostly in monocots, or reticulated, mostly in dicots. Leaves function to produce energy, i.e. carry out photosynthesis, exchange gases with the atmosphere. In daylight, they take in carbon dioxide and release oxygen and water vapor. Lose water in a process called transpiration. This allows the flux in vascular tissues. In certain cases, store nutrients. See tissues in flowering plants. When meristematic tissue divides, it produces new cells. Initially, these cells are specialized or undifferentiated. They then differentiate into three main categories of plant tissue: dermal, ground, and vascular tissue. These tissues are continuous throughout the plant, but their exact structure and arrangement may vary. Dermal tissue forms the covering layer on a plant. In many respects, it is similar to the skin of humans. It is normally called epidermis. Its main function is to protect the plant. Dermal tissue may have secondary functions depending on its location. Ground tissue occupies the area between the dermal and vascular tissues in a plant. Ground tissue makes up most of the bulk of a young plant. It carries out a range of functions such as photosynthesis, storage of food and wastes, and it often gives strength and support to a plant. Vascular tissue consists of xylem and phloem. The main function of vascular tissue is to transport materials throughout the plant. Xylem is made up of two main types of cells: vessels, wide tubular structures efficient at transporting water, and tracheids, long sloping or tapering cells whose insides are hollow. They overlap and allow water to pass. Phloem is mainly composed of sieve tubes, long tubular structures which allow the passage of materials from one element to another, and companion cells. As companion cells are alive, phloem is a living tissue. Xylem transports water and mineralized salts from the roots to the shoot. Phloem transports energy and nutrients from the shoot to the root. Both bring mechanical support to the plant. The classification of plants. There are two major categories of flowering plants: monocotyledonous plants, monocots, and dicotyledonous plants, dicots. The main differences between monocots and dicots are given on the following table. Let's compare these two categories. 1. The seed. For monocots, seeds contain one cotyledon, which is a food store or seed leaf. For dicots, they contain two cotyledons or seed leaves. 2. Structure. All monocots are herbaceous. They don't have woody parts. Dicots can be herbaceous or woody. So if you have a woody flowering plant, it has to be a dicot. 3. Leaves. Monocots have long, narrow leaves, parallel veins in each leaf. Dicots have broad leaves with branching veins. 4. Vascular bundles. In monocots, the vascular bundles are scattered at random in the stem. But in the dicots, the veins form a branching network. Vascular bundles form a ring in the stem. 5. Flower. For monocots, the flowering parts are in groups or multiples of 3. For dicots, the flowering parts are in groups or multiples of 4 or 5. 6. Typical examples: monocots, daffodils, tulips, grasses and cereals. Dicots, beans, peas, busy lizzies, oak, elm and ash. I hope you enjoy this lesson, and don't forget, SVT is the best subject to study, and plants are our friends.